I'm going to have to cut it right there because we have to go to the travel a little early there, but we have to go to the travel on BBC London 94.8. You're a reverend, but really you're an actor called Bill Tannen, aren't you?
No, that's not true.
It's not true, that's what the rumor is.
No, I'm a right-wing Pentecostal preacher called Reverend Billy.
Right, and we can see you in a show because it's a show, isn't it? And it's a show.
It's a church service.
It's all happening at Conway Hall in Hope.
Well,
right?
It's a show.
It's a show. You are an actor, really. And they are a host of fellow actors. And
I wrote the show. I'm an author.
You're an author. Vanessa. Yes, you are. And the show's on
Sounds better than actor.
Conway Hall in Hoban. And it's on, when is it? Wednesday night, is it?
Yes,
Wednesday evening. This Wednesday evening at 7 mm-hmm. o'clock at Conway Hall in Hoban. And if people just didn't understand a single word of War Becoming Peace or George Bush is not going back to ground zero, and I have to say I don't really understand any of it myself, what is the actual crux of it, really?
Well, George Bush came to Ground Zero on the Friday after 9/11, and he put his arm around a firefighter. We're all New York City citizens. He put his arm around this firefighter. He raised up this bullhorn, and he did this little John Wayne routine.
Right.
And it's really hard on us. And he all of the stuff about the Iraqi war and Afghanistan and arresting us without any possibility of representation and so forth, all of it comes from this excuse about 9/11. And as a New York City person, it's really hard to take. You know, it's really hard to take. So we don't want George Bush coming back to Ground Zero.
Right.
It's sacred for another reason. It's not sacred because of war we make.
Okay.
Amen?
So
and he also said, right after, you know, this is the Church of Stop Shopping.
Yes.
He said, if you love your country, if you love America, go out and shop.
Right.
And we're here to say, no. Those big box stores, those transnational chain stores, those Walmarts, those Starbucks, those Gaps, those Nikes, they are the companies that support the war. And they'll come and they'll destroy your town. They'll destroy your village.
Right.
They'll suck the life out of your Main Street. It's probably happened to some town near you or you live.
I'm sure it has.
Well, we have to stop that. We have to. Those people cannot use 9/11 as a way to sell their products.
Right. So, Bill, you're here for just one night only, aren't you, on Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
And if people go and see you, what is it? Is it like taking part in a church service or how you walk in and you feel as if you're part of a congregation or what? I'm trying to sell the tickets for you.
So oh, thank you.
Explain
thank
what's
you.
Going on or we can't sell them.
We sing. We sing, and I think we're post-Christian, we're post-Muslim, we're post-Buddhist. I don't think we're post-organized religion, probably, but we find that if you stop shopping, if you stop worshiping consumerism, in the United States, that's what we worship. That's our main church, is buying things.
Right.
And when George Bush and Rudy Giuliani turned to us and said, if you love this country, you'll go out and buy things. That was the smoking gun.
They were saying,
this is our religion.
Bill, were those his actual
go out and shop.
What did he actually say?
Go out and shop.
Right.
Keep this economy going.
Right.
And shopping has all those forms.
Right.
Shopping also means buying weapons, buying gas and oil, buying coffee from Starbucks that is made by people in sweatshops, in the fields. It's indentured slavery in Guatemala. We have people, I just want people out there in London land to come over to the radio right now. I want you to pledge to Reverend Billy that you will never go into a Starbucks ever again. Don't put your money down on that. £4 double latte.
Good Lord. Okay, well, I have to say that's the opinion of Reverend Billy and not the BBC.
Hallelujah.
But if you want to go and see him in action, and you can see it's something to witness and behold, and Kath Melandry joins him, and it really is something else, isn't it?
Blimey.
Right, very high on energy and very high level on
a Starbucks sister,
I don't think we can out various organisations without the proof of it.
But what avant-garde
Reverend Billy, we'll have to have him forcibly escorted from the show.
Amen.
But what we do have is we've got 3 pairs of tickets to give away to see the Reverend Billy this Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock at Conway Hall in Hoban. You can go and see him for himself. All you have to do is give us a call, 0207 224 2000. And if you want to go, I'm sure we can send you along with Reverend Billy's comment. The phones are lighting up. Right
Hallelujah.
Now. Right now, Reverend Billy, thank you very much indeed.
These are people that want to stop shopping at the Walmart.
They're all lighting up.
They want to stop shopping at the big boxes, children. We're for peace, aren't we? We're for peace. Hallelujah. Don't go to that sweatshop company. Praise be.